Right, so hello, my name is Attila Kutsal, and I will be talking about the topic of nationalism and for this podcast, you know. And so, first, let's begin with what we think of nationalism is, okay? So, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, nationalism is the loyalty and devotion to a nation, especially a sense of national consciousness, exalting one nation above all others, placing primary emphasis on promotion of its culture and interests as opposed to those of other nations or supranational groups. And just to notice that nationalism is usually one of the causes of wars that we have seen in the past. So now I'm talking about nationalism. So, nationalism, as we have seen in the past, has been both positive and negative. Okay, so the negative side, as many of us have seen, linked to fascism, which is very clearly evident from the dictators of Hitler, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, which we know them as fascists, and these are called nationals, but they're ultra-nationals, which are fascists. Positive side, as many of us have seen, is linked to democracy, very close, such as Otto von Bismarck, and just a bigger party. You see, nationalism, as much as I have experienced and heard it, is a very vital phenomenon because it strictly ties you to your country that you are valued, you only get high for essentially, which is a really big deal, actually, if you think about it, in terms of world. World issues like politics. So most of the time, the nationalism of one country is not perceived as a country nationalism, which in the world, which leads to much more than the social surrounding negative effects of nationalism, such as World War One. Boom, 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 chicken, there, and World War Two, concentration camp. Nazis, oh my god, fuck, oh my god, you know. So currently, as far as like nationalism is concerned in politics, some that are really riding to power are obviously Vladimir Putin in Russia, Marine Le Pen for France, Donald Trump for America, Kim Jong-un for North Korea, Xi Jinping for China, and the list goes on and on, obviously, which is kind of cautionary considering the fact that you're fighting against each other indirectly or other than its proxy for the benefits and gains, such as Trump with like trade wars against China. So, and nationalism is all about what you feel about your own country when you are willing to tell what's really great to you of your country, such as this is kind of like a humorous way to put it, such as losing your life, which is most of the things that happen in nationalism in war. Soldiers experience. Losing your insurance, and this is where the humor kicks in. Losing your air conditioner, Muslim life, I'm using it as a fashion since, you're basically underground, right? It's just a skeleton. So I'm in fashion, which is basically. So I'm predicting that maybe you guys are interested in fashion, this is why I listen to this podcast. But, that's why, topic of nationalism that I wanted to talk about today. Thank you very much.